Israel's air offensive in Lebanon has left much of that country's infrastructure in tatters, and that is having a severe impact on the economy. NPR's Jackie Northam has that part of the story from Beirut.
A stroll on the Corniche along Beirut's waterfront just before sunset is one of the simple pleasures this city has to offer. To your west, you can almost feel the salt of the warm Mediterranean water as it rushes into the shoreline. To the east is a hodgepodge of high-rise buildings that reflect Beirut's recent history. They're bombed-out buildings from the country's 15-year civil war that have been neither removed nor rebuilt. Mixed among them are construction cranes, a lot of them, representing a huge building boom that had been underway until 2 weeks ago, when fighting erupted between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas. Ziad Azour, Lebanon's finance minister, says Israel's constant bombing has affected every aspect of the country's economy.
Roads, telecommunication, bridges, and this is billions of dollars of loss. The economic activity is not functioning. Tourism industry was hit. Transportation company, airline, all these sectors are not functioning.
Azour says it will cost at least $4 billion to rebuild the country's destroyed infrastructure. Lebanon was already struggling to overcome a $40 billion public debt, which was primarily a result of its long internal struggle. But things were changing. Israel withdrew from South Lebanon in 2000. For the most part, there was peace. And slowly, many Lebanese living abroad started to return home and invest in their country. Sami Haddad, the Minister of Economy and Trade, says the first years of recovery have been erratic.
The year 2004 was a relatively good year. We had a rate of growth of 5%. The year 2005 was a disastrous year. This year, things rebounded. We were in the middle of a record tourist season.
This summer, Lebanon felt as though it had a new lease on life. Much of it was geared towards the burgeoning tourist trade. New shops, restaurants, and hotels opened up. Cactus is one of Beirut's hottest nightclubs. 2 weeks ago, it was hard to get a reservation. Now, on this evening, there are only three tables with guests. Andre Khoury is part owner of Cactus.
This is our first project. It was great. You know, as a first project, it was the best. And then we put all the money in the other outlet. It's double the size of this one and upmarket, higher end. And it's closed now since two weeks.
Khoury says he will also probably have to close the Cactus nightclub within a month. It's likely many other establishments will face the same fate. Throughout the country, multi-million dollar investment ventures are now frozen.
What I want to show you here.
Joe Matouk is something of a real estate mogul in Lebanon. His latest venture was a large apartment complex in Beirut called Olive Steps.
It's nine building. It's a 250 square meter each apartment. You can have a very nice apartment for $200,000.
1 week before the fighting started, Matouk organized funding for the project's Syrian investors. Now Matouk is in the unenviable position of asking the investors to be patient for the next couple of weeks.
Really, we don't know what we are expecting. We have to wait and see what will be the solution. Because if it will end bad, I think most of the Lebanese this time will think to leave Lebanon for good. And this is a catastrophe.
Matouk says if given a chance, Lebanon could be an economic success story. But he says you can't build a nation or an economy if there's conflict every few years. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.